KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The girls' state swimming championships were held Saturday at the YMCA in Marshalltown. Among some of the area results in the 200-yard medley relay, the Atlantic team of Anna Maria Lowry, Jessica Hartwig, Madeline Kickland, and Michaela Kickland placed 12th overall with a time of 1:50.49. In the 200-yard freestyle, Mackenzie Leahy of Lewis Central was the individual champion, while Cambry Miller of Atlantics, she swam 22nd in that race on Saturday. Also in the 200-yard IM, Jessica Hartwig of Atlantic was 21st. In the 50-yard freestyle, Michaela Kickland of Atlantic was 17th. In the 100-yard freestyle, Mackenzie Leahy of Lewis Central was the individual champion, with Cambry Miller of Atlantic placing 15th overall. In the 200-yard freestyle relay, Atlantic's team of Michaela Kickland, McKenna Ewalt, Madeline Kickland, and Cambry Miller, they ended up 11th overall, a time of 1:38.96. Jessica Hartwig of Atlantic was 7th overall in the 100-yard breaststroke with a time of 1:06.18. And Atlantic's 400-yard freestyle relay team of Michaela Kickland, McKenna Ewalt, Madeline Kickland, and Cambry Miller, they swam 17th overall in that race on Saturday. Well, Class 1A Boys District 7, all district football selections have been announced, and Logan Magnolia's Brady Wilson was picked as the district MVP. Nathan Haynes of Missouri Valley and R.J. Harris of AHSTW were named Offensive Players of the Year, while Defensive Player of the Year award went to Logan Magnolia's Braden Hudnut. Missouri Valley coach Ryan Victor was picked as the district's Coach of the Year. First team selections include Brady Wilson of Logan Magnolia, R.J. Harris of AHSTW, Nathan Haynes of Missouri Valley, Hunter Behrens of IKM Manning, Tyler Paulson of Tri-Center, Dylan Wunschel of OABCIG, Kyle Christensen of Trainer, Cade Sewer of ACGC, Braden Hudnut of Logan Magnolia, Eric Jorgensen of AHSTW, Skeeter Bostwick of Missouri Valley, Ben Wegner of IKM Manning, Bryant Barrier of Tri-Center, Parker Clausen of OABCIG, Trey Castle of Trainer, Austin Hainer of Logan Magnolia, Rhett Welsh of AHSTW, Derek Hansen of Missouri Valley, Jared Johnson of IKM Manning, Drake Johnson of Logan Magnolia, Joel Becerra of AHSTW, Colby Morrison of Logan Magnolia. Specialist was Jacob Joliet of ACGC. The kicker, Chase Contreras of Missouri Valley. The place kicker, Tyler Paulson of Tri-Center. And Chase Contreras of Missouri Valley was the first team punter on that squad as well. Let's take a look at NFL action yesterday as the Kansas City Chiefs stuffed the offensively inept Jacksonville Jaguars on fourth down with less than 2 minutes left deep in their own territory Sunday, preserving a 19-14 victory despite finishing without five offensive starters. Nick Foles threw for 187 yards and a first-half touchdown to Albert Wilson and helped set up four field goals by Cairo Santos as Kansas City won its 10th consecutive home game. Meanwhile, the Jaguars couldn't overcome four turnovers, including a fumble at the goal line in the fourth quarter in their first game with quarterback coach Nathaniel Hackett directing the offense. Blake Bortles threw for 252 yards and two touchdowns with a pick, showing little improvement after a week spent with his personal coach, Adam Dado. His wide receivers hardly helped him, dropping several passes, including an early fourth down throw that cost Jacksonville a chance at points. Wide receiver Jeremy Maclin hurt his groin on the Chiefs' first series and didn't return. Tight end Travis Kelce was tossed from the game in the fourth quarter after arguing over a pass interference no-call and then tossing his towel at the official as if it was a flag. Their lackluster offense didn't matter the way the Chiefs' defense was playing, though. The Chiefs do expect to have Alex Smith back when they visit Carolina. They're now 6-2, Kansas City, on the season. Perhaps the biggest NFL game in Oakland since the team went to the Super Bowl after the 2002 season, the Raiders came up big. Latavius Murray ran for 114 yards and three touchdowns, and the Raiders showed they were ready for prime time as they beat defending Super Bowl champion Denver 30-20. The 7-2 Raiders took over sole possession of first in the AFC West as the loss dropped the 6-3 Broncos into third place in the division. They're a half game back of Kansas City. Elsewhere around the league in week number 9, Dak Prescott, the outstanding rookie quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, threw three touchdown passes and a 35-10 win over the winless Cleveland Browns. In an NFC East battle, Eli Manning threw four touchdowns, and the New York defense had two interceptions and three stops and fourth downs to beat the Eagles 28-23. The Ravens snapped a four-game losing streak with a 21-14 win over the Steelers in a matchup of AFC North rivals. Melvin Gordon ran for a career-high 196 yards and scored the go-ahead touchdown on a one-yard run in the Chargers' 43-35 win over Tennessee. The Lions walked off the field with an overtime win as Matthew Stafford threw a 28-yard touchdown pass to Golden Tate to secure that victory. Dolphins rookie Kenyon Drake scored untouched on a 96-yard kickoff return with 5:15 left in Miami's 27-23 win over the Jets. The Indianapolis Colts marched into Lambeau Field and upset the Green Bay Packers 31-26 as they improved to 4-5 on the season. Cam Newton endured 5 sacks but passed for 225 yards and a touchdown, and the Carolina Panthers defense shut down the Los Angeles Rams in a 13-10 victory. And Drew Brees threw for 323 yards and a pair of touchdown passes to Michael Thomas and another to Mark Ingram as the New Orleans Saints beat the lowly San Francisco 49ers 41-23. Well, the top 6 spots in the weekly Associated Press College Football poll remain the same this week as they were last week. That means Alabama remains number 1 with Michigan ranked 2nd, Clemson 3rd, Washington 4th, Louisville's 5th, and Ohio State 6th. Texas A&M had been ranked 4th in the first college football playoff rating released last week. The Aggies, though, were losers to Mississippi State, and they've dropped from number 7 to number 10 in the AP poll. Well, the 24th-ranked Iowa State basketball team raced out to a 56-18 halftime advantage, and they cruised to a 101-57 victory over the University of Sioux Falls in exhibition play yesterday. Naz Mitru-Long led the Cyclones with 24 points, while Deontay Burton chipped in with 16 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 steals.
Ball practice is really good for us because we have a lot of new players. We have 6 to 7 new players, so it was just getting the camaraderie between everybody, and We've come a long way since then.
Well, Burton says he's motivated to have a special senior season. He says the Cyclones need to improve on defense before opening on Friday against Savannah State.
Me especially, I've been gambling too much, and we just have to really communicate more. We don't talk enough. You can always talk more, so that's the biggest thing with our team is just more communication.
Cyclones win that exhibition game yesterday. In baseball news, a person with knowledge of the situation tells the Associated Press that Bud Black has been hired as manager of the Colorado Rockies. That person spoke anonymously Sunday night because the move had not yet been announced. Black takes over for Walt Weiss, who stepped down last month when his contract expired after 4 years in charge of the Rockies. The 59-year-old Black managed the San Diego Padres for nearly 9 seasons before he was fired in June of 2015. He compiled a 649-713 record. He was National League Manager of the Year in 2010. The Chicago Cubs have declined 15-game winner Jason Hamill's option for the 2017 season, opening a spot in their rotation and making the right-hander one of the top starters on the free agent market. The World Series champions declined the $12 million option, and Hamill gets a $2 million buyout. The 34-year-old Hamill went 15-10 with a .383 earned run average in 30 starts this year. The 6'6" right-hander is 33-22 with a .359 earned run average in 78 starts over 2 stints with the Cubs. Hamill didn't pitch in the playoffs. Mike Montgomery will likely fill Hamill's spot in the Cubs' rotation. Well, the Kansas City Royals have declined their $7 million option on pitcher Luke Hoschaver. The right-hander's season was cut short by surgery in August. He received a $500,000 buyout and is eligible to sign anywhere beginning on Tuesday. The 33-year-old missed the 2014 season after Tommy John surgery, but he was instrumental in the Royals' World Series victory the following year. He was 2-3 with a .386 earned run average in 40 appearances this season. Because of a lengthy rain delay of nearly 6 hours, the NASCAR Sprint Cup race at Texas turned into a night race. When it was over, Carl Edwards got the checkered flag. That race was shortened by 41 laps because of that delay. With his 4th career win at Texas, Edwards joined Jimmy Johnson as drivers locked into championship contending spots in Homestead. That leaves 2 spots up for grabs next Sunday at Phoenix. The title deciding race is at Homestead in 2 weeks. And a golf, Rod Pampling won for the first time in 10 years on the PGA Tour when he closed with a 6-under-65 for a 2-shot victory in the Shriners Hospitals for Children Open. And Scott McCarron defeated Tom Byram in a playoff to claim the Champions Tour Dominion Charity Classic in Richmond, Virginia. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.